know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Thanks for being with us on a Monday. Joining me in the studio is Kat. Hello, Kat.
Good morning.
How's everything?
Lovely. How about yourself?
Well, I'm a little dismayed, you know. We're going to talk about the eclipse today, and I was hoping we would have another bright, beautiful, clear day. Doesn't look like it.
Make
it a break in the action.
Yeah, that's the latest I've seen is that it should break up in the 1 o'clock hour. So we'll see.
And you've got special music planned for the
1 o'clock
hour. I
do. I'm super excited.
Works out beautifully.
I'm going to be sitting right here in the studio playing some cool music. Yay!
And you've got time to download our app. Go to your favorite app store and get the WJEZ app. And even if you're out watching the eclipse, you can still have your headphones in.
That's right.
And we'll
be
rocking out with appropriate music.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
My idea was to point a radio telescope at the sun so that people could hear the snapping, crackling, and popping of the radio waves. But Kat didn't think that would make good radio.
Well, you know, you also suggested that you would take one for the team and just stare at it and see if it's true that you'll go blind. But, you know.
Well, maybe next year or 7 years from now, whenever.
7 years, yes.
We're going to play a little yes or BS with Kat today. And we're going to talk about this eclipse.
Okay.
So we'll start with this. All 50 states will be able to see at least a partial eclipse today.
Yes.
That is absolutely right. Even Hawaii and Alaska will get to see it.
Yay!
Even though up in Alaska, only about 20% of the sun is going to be blocked out. So.
Well, but they have 6 months of no sun anyway.
Exactly.
So they're not even going to care today.
They don't need darkness, and we'll just not worry about them. That's what you get for living in Alaska. This is what I will point out to those folks. A solar eclipse. Here's point number two. A solar eclipse always happens about 2 weeks after a lunar eclipse.
BS.
No, it turns out that's true.
I just wanted to say BS. I knew the answer.
It turns out it's just that the eclipses happen in different parts of the world.
Oh.
So parts of Asia, Europe, Africa, and Australia had a lunar eclipse on April 7th and 8th.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right.
A solar eclipse is when the moon passes between us and the sun. A lunar eclipse is when the sun passes between us and the moon. Yes or BS?
Yes.
No.
Dang it!
A lunar eclipse is when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon.
Oh, but the solar eclipse was spot on.
Yes.
Yes.
That is right. The moon does pass between the Earth and the sun and blocks out the sun.
Yeah, the moon comes going, move, get out of my way. I'm coming through.
That's it. That's it. The moon looks dimmer and slightly red during a lunar eclipse, by the way. And sometimes it does get completely blocked out, but it's the same effect. You can't see it that way everywhere.
Okay, gotcha.
So there we go. And what was it? You know, the dumb things that dawn on me and the weird brain cells that still hold information, I think it's a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Oh.
The Mark Twain novel.
Okay.
And I think that keys on a solar eclipse because he claims to be a person of enormous power who ought to be released from captivity, and they don't believe him. And then he remembers, hey, wait a minute. Now, how a guy walks around and winds up back in medieval times and realizes that it's the day of a solar eclipse.
I mean,
I don't know.
Happenstance, right?
I guess. Reminds me of the Chinese. In Chinese mythology, it was a giant dragon that ate the sun during an eclipse.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not violent in any way, shape, or form.
I'm just telling you what they believed, you know. Today's eclipse totality will last a maximum of about 2 minutes and 40 seconds in certain parts of the country, but totality can last more than twice that long. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS.
No, that one's true too.
Man!
And I have the answers in front of me, so I get to be Alex Trebek here today. Gosh. There's a certain eclipse where totality lasts 7 minutes and 32 seconds.
Wow.
But we'll never get to see it because it's like centuries from now. The next one that's even close will last 6 minutes and 55 seconds. And that won't happen until 2132.
How do they predict this stuff?
I don't know who predicts this stuff.
Oh,
these are long-term projections. So, last question. The entire planet experiences between 2 and 5 solar eclipses every year.
This is true.
That is true. That is absolutely yes. Two this year. The first was in the southern hemisphere back in February, and this will be the second.
There can be up to four, by the way. That I did learn.
In the 1930s, it was one of those years where it just happened. Won't happen again until the year 2206. Do we have several in one year?
Will we still be alive?
I don't think I will be. You can make your own plans for the year 2206. And I just read this morning, astronomers have said that there is something to be kept in mind because, and I'm trying to find my notes here, of course, I've talked myself into a corner as usual. Centuries from now, no, millions of years from now, I guess that's still centuries, the moon is actually drifting in its orbit.
Uh-oh.
And it's getting further and further away from Earth. So 500 million to 1 billion years from now, there won't be any more solar eclipses because the moon will just have wandered off.
And that's going to be one of those things that I'm sitting in my rocking chair telling my great infinity grandchildren. Now, when I was in my 40s.
I don't know who bothers to predict these things. But yeah,
smarter people than us.
I guess that's it. Or they leave it to computers and they just look at the model of the universe spinning around and around. But yeah, they say hundreds of thousands of years from now, we just won't have solar eclipses anymore.
That'll be a sad time in our planet's history.
We do look forward to it because even if we won't be able to see the eclipse today, it's still going to get dark.
Still going to get dark.
We're going to lose about 90% of our sunlight in the middle of the day. So it's still going to be.
But it's just going to be cooler if the sun is shining brightly, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was one several years ago, and it wasn't even anything resembling a total eclipse. It was just, I think they call it a penumbral eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just a partial blocking of the sun.
Right.
And that was weird enough because it took the amount of sunlight down about 30%, and you just kept going, things look weird.
What's going on?
What is going on? Is that me? Do I need to call the doctor and get a pill?
Possibly.
Well, we'll see how it works out. And you've got your music all lined up and ready to go.
I do. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to play a song that teaches you about the solar eclipse.
This sounds cool.
Yeah, it's like a kid's song, but it's super cool. And I mean, okay. I learned so much about the eclipse. Not that you would know by yes or BS here, but... So we're going to be playing some songs leading up to that in Cat's Chat today, and then 1 to 2, we're going to have some fun.
It's going to be a whole hour of great eclipse-related things with Cat right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.
See you then.
Well, yeah, we're going to let Cat go get ready for that right now. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. That's Jock Gibberish.